is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can, of course, take control of these airwaves and bring up whatever you want. The number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the point of the program is you can bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark dressed as Woody from the Toy Story films.
It's Pumpkin Fest here in Keene, New Hampshire, and everybody's dressed up.
Everybody's not dressed up, actually. From what I understand, it used to be a much more dress-up kind of costume event, and the super majority of people, not dressed up.
Well, I went through the parade, the children's parade, where I took my son Jack.
Oh, that's fun.
And he's dressed up as Captain America, has the shield and everything, and so he picked my costume, and it's Woody from Toy Story.
Yeah, it's a great series of movies.
Somebody poisoned the water hole. No, I've only seen the first one.
Check out the other ones. Actually, the third one was really good. In fact, there's a kind of a liberty message in there. Barbie actually delivers it. We talked about it when it happened. She talks about...
Take your word for it.
Yeah, it's a great film. Anyway, 855-450-FREE is the number here. Speaking of the liberty message and getting it out, of course, Ron Paul had a tremendous week this week with over $2 million raised in approximately 24-hour period. I don't know what the final total ended up being, Mark. Do you recall?
For the 24-hour period? Or
yeah,
for the
just
black
for that one day.
I don't know for that day. I think it was about $2 million.
It was over $2
million. Yeah.
Which, last time around, he raised $4.3 million several years ago during his original campaign.
He got several million in the bank.
Right, but that was the first ever money bomb that ever happened. And ever since then, the money bombs have kind of been a thing with the Ron Paul campaign.
This one isn't called a money bomb, though. This is called Black This Out.
Right, but we all know what it is. It's the same kind of idea as everybody donates on one day for the purpose of trying to get up to a big total.
Well, the suggestion here is that if a large enough total was reached, then there would be a news article about it, because the fact is that Ron Paul doesn't seem to be able to get news articles, and I don't know whether it's some kind of conspiratorial effort or whether news agencies don't think he's electable or what. I mean, but the front runner now couldn't get any Herman Cain couldn't get any news stories a month ago. And who knows who's going to be the front runner in a month? I mean, it seems to me that Herman Cain's the flavor of the week in the Republican Party. I mean, it's a really weak field out there.
You know, there's actually speaking of media, whether or not the media thinks that Ron Paul can win. There's actually a lengthy piece over at the Huffington Post, huffingtonpost.com, which is a fairly mainstream web presence.
Certainly a little lefty, but it's owned by AOL.
Yeah, I mean, but when I say mainstream, right, it's big. And they're saying, at least one of their editorial pieces here says, Ron Paul can win.
He can win if people vote for him. I mean, that's what it all boils down to, right? I mean, at this point, look at who the leaders are. Mitt Romney, who is the author, essentially, of Obamacare. You've got Rick Perry, who was up and down and, you know, is forcing little girls to take vaccines they don't want and or may or may not want. Mm-hmm. And apparently some have had bad reactions to this. Herman Cain with his ludicrous 999 plan, which really just can't stand the light of scrutiny, sadly. I mean, he's trotted out another version now. And apparently he's vacillating on his pro-life roots. I'm not exactly sure.
So I'm going to share a little bit of this piece here. As I say, it's very lengthy and very good. I read the whole thing last night. Again, HuffingtonPost.com. Ron Paul can win by Robin Corner. And Robin writes, it's hard to tell if the idea that Ron Paul cannot win in 2012 is more ignorant in its complete lack of historical sophistication or more arrogant in its claim to certainty amid all the complexity of 300 million lives and the myriad issues that affect them. Sometimes, perhaps once in a few generations, a nation can undergo what a mathematician or physicist would call a phase change. Now, the classic example of such a thing is a pile of sand. Every grain that you add makes the pile slightly steeper and slightly higher without moving any of the other grains inside the pile, until eventually one grain is added that causes an avalanche of sand down the sides of the pile, moving thousands of grains and changing the shape of the pile completely.
Yes.
And I thought that was very interesting. He points out that such behavior can be exhibited by all complex systems. In a nation, it should be obvious, is much more complex than a pile of sand. And I thought it was very interesting because when I was in jail, somebody sent me a book called Black Swan, and it kind of talks about this. It was written in the late part of this this past decade, talking about the Black Swan is the event that no one is able to foresee, basically. Now, there's a few more factors about what makes a black swan, but man is always very good at looking back, in hindsight being 2020, and explaining, oh, well, that happened because, like September 11th, for example, sure. take that as a good black swan. People can look back and they can say, oh, well, you know, that happened because terrorism, blah, 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 the U.S. invading in other countries, and that created this problem.
But nobody expected that to happen.
I mean, exactly.
You know, we were all going about our lives, you know, day in and day out, not expecting the folks from the Middle East who had been dealing with what they probably consider to be oppression from the West for decades. Why in the world would something like this happen? And then suddenly it happens.
All of a sudden it happens. So the idea was that he called it the black swan because for a long time no one thought swans were black. All they saw were white swans, and that was all it was written about. And then finally somebody took a picture of a black swan and, you know, proved that the, you know, the black swan exists. And now, of course, everybody's got cell phone cameras, so there are far more pictures, apparently, of black swans these days.
I imagine that's true.
But it changed the perception of what a swan was. Right?
And when you're talking about the world, you can see that there are far more these days than there were even half a decade ago of people who are upset. I think the Tea Party is a good example. I think the Occupy movement is another good example of what's going on here in the United States. Across the world, there was the Arab Spring. These Occupy movements have moved around the globe. There have been large-scale protests in China and Iran and all kinds of countries. And it just goes to show that people... I think that this paradigm of top-down hierarchical government is unable to serve people's needs, and how it, as time goes by and communication gets better with the internet, exponentially better, not a little bit better, exponentially better, that people realize that everybody else isn't getting the same level of service, and it creates this synergy, and at some point or another, there's going to have to be some level of change. I don't know what that change is going to result in.
Right, look
at the polls. I certainly don't want what some of them want.
Look at the polls. I mean, people these days, and for the last, as long as I can remember, have just been very dissatisfied with the federal government on both sides of the aisle, and was it 9% approval rating?
It was 8%.
Congress.
It's 8% of people believe. Another recent one is 8% of people believe that government, the United States government, does not have the consent of the governed. I mean, that's if you remove the political class. Of course, the people in power believe they have the... Of course we have the consent of the governed. It was actually more than 50% of people in government, what they call ruling class, of them believe that they had the consent. But, I mean, you know, so did Muammar Gaddafi. He believed he had the consent of the governed. And then, a couple of months later, somebody puts a bullet in his head.
You know, if people aren't consenting anymore mentally, but they're still kind of going through the actions because they're scared, for instance, of what might happen if they don't pay taxes or jump through some regulatory hoops, eventually that can build to something. Now, hopefully it won't build to something violent and we can keep the message peaceful, but get the message out there that something does need to change and you need to decide what you're going to do about it. It's one thing to vote for Ron Paul. That's great. I'm not saying don't vote for Ron Paul. By all means, please vote for Ron Paul. Send whatever message you can that things need to change. But if Ron Paul doesn't win, or even if he does, Ron Paul alone can't dismantle this beast known as the federal government. He would need to have Congress on his side in order to do something like that. He can do a few things that would be pretty big, like bring the troops home from around the world. That'd be huge just on its own. So, no doubt.
And a big cost savings.
Right? Yeah, and he can vote down all the bills and stuff that they put in. So he can certainly put a stop to the growth of government and maybe slightly roll it back. So I think that there's good things to come from Ron Paul being elected. But either way, it's going to require you to do something more than just go to the ballot. It's going to require you to decide what you're willing to do, what level of risk you're willing to take to achieve some semblance of freedom in your lifetime. Unless you think you're free, in which case, you know, enjoy your chains. 855-453 is the number here. 1-855-450-3733. Your thoughts are welcome. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
There it is! Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here with CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
We've got news updates, so if you would like to be kept in the loop regarding Free Talk Live, what's going on with this show, and know it first, you can get on the news updates list and follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook, whichever way works best for you, or more than one of them if you like. It's all free over at news.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? Manventure Outposts Knivesandbows.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is when you're shopping online. They've got prices there that are, in some cases, so low the manufacturers won't even let them be mentioned on the air. Also, you can get an additional 5% off if you use coupon code FTL. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live at ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. So we'll continue here. We will take your calls about anything. We're discussing the piece over at Huffington Post. Ron Paul can win, according to one of their analysts. And a lot of people want to brush off Ron Paul. They want to act like, oh, he's just this silly. He's a silly old man. Look at him with his silly ideas about freedom. Americans don't want that. Americans want to control each other. Americans, that's what they've been doing, right, for the last however many decades. Americans have been voting time and time again to throw power between two different political parties so people can have the chance to tell everybody how they should live. And right. Ron Paul wants to change all that.
The ludicrous statement from one side is that they want to help the little guy, and the other side is that they want smaller government. Where's the evidence for this crap?
That those claims are true,
either
you mean?
Either one of these claims. I mean, we've Ronald Reagan grew the government 60% under his tenure. George Bush did.
Maybe 70%, but yeah.
Whatever. George Bush Jr. did the same in his. I mean, the largest growth of medical care prior to Obamacare under George Bush. I mean, the very idea that you're going to do the same thing you did previously. Oh, well, let's elect us a good conservative that has been inside the power structure for many, many years. Let's just go ahead and do that and expect something different. Oh, yeah, this time government's going to get out of my life, and this time government's going to be smaller. You know, I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous.
So, again, not going to be able to share this whole piece with you because it's pretty lengthy. At one point, they talk about this phase change, which might also be called the black swan. It's something that people just don't see coming. But it's something that you can predict, in that you can predict that they will happen. You can't really know exactly what they're going to be. For instance, the idea of September 11th is a great example of a black swan, something that was completely, you know, for most people, unexpected. Those who've been paying attention and knowing that that you know the U.S. is meddling in other people's business around the world eventually would result in some form of blowback could end up claiming, well, I figured something like that would happen. But they would have had no idea that it was going to be the Twin Towers and in such a dramatic fashion. And, you know, there's no way that these things can be predicted. So he gives a couple of historical examples of this, what he calls phase change. One of them is Churchill, who was, you know, very popular back around the time of the Second World War. And at one point, he ran for re-election and was defeated unexpectedly. And that people, you know, everybody expected Churchill's going to win again. And he didn't win. His opposition, the gentleman, and who remembers the guy that beat him? Apparently his name was Clement Attlee. At least we don't remember him over
here. Yeah, I remember the name now. I've heard of this story before.
Or Attlee, rather. Clement Attlee. And actually, Churchill put him down with the words, quote, a modest little man with much to be modest about. And what are they saying about Ron Paul? Well, they're saying similar things about him.
Quixotic is, I mean, at one point they couldn't write an article without using the term quixotic, which just means weird, right?
And Ron Paul is a modest guy. I mean, he's not a very aggressive dude. You look at his performance in the debates, maybe he would do a little better if he would take a little bit more of an aggressive stance and kind of speak up for himself.
I don't know. I think some people are turned off by it. I mean, all this jumping in and acting like a tiger.
Maybe the fact that he's being quiet and patient is going to win him some converts.
You know, I mean, at this point in the, it's almost a death knell at this point in the primary to be doing well. I mean, everybody who's done well up this point, you know, once they get a further inspection, they tend to peter out.
So he says here we can't see past a phase change. I don't know if the USA will have undergone one at the time of the 2012 election, but the necessary conditions for one are all in place, as far as I can tell. One has to reach back a good way in American history for a time of such rapidly rising sentiment that not only are our leaders, and I hate that term, please, these are not your leaders. If you're following politicians, what the hell's the matter with you?
Yeah, right. Don't you feel these people are lying?
Yeah. So, the politicians, unable to even think of real solutions to the problems of greatest concern, but also that the prevailing political and economic system is structurally incapable of delivering any long-term solutions in its current form. The sheer range and interconnectedness of the problems that the nation faces are such that any permanent solution to any one of them will require profound systemic change that will necessarily upset many economic, political, and cultural equilibria. And that is nothing more than a definition of a national phase change. But of course, the people that are interested in the current, you know, the status quo, are going to try to downplay Ron Paul as much as possible. They see what he represents, and they're not interested in having that particular plan of events play out. And they're going to do everything they can to stop him.
The last thing that Republicans in the Beltway of Washington, D.C. want is smaller government.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's
what will happen to all their corporate welfare buddies?
It's sad that Ron Paul is the beginning of this Tea Party movement, and now everybody in the Tea Party is rushing off and seeing, well, which one of these Ron Paul doesn't count. Which one of these candidates are we going to back up? Come on. I mean, at this point, we know all these people are what they're all about.
So the average American, he says, again, this over at HuffingtonPost.com, Ron Paul can win, may not know what is to be done, but she can sense when the system has exhausted all of its possibilities. And at that point, not only does the phase change become reasonable, it becomes desirable, even if what lies on the other side cannot be known.
You know, one thing I've kind of wondered about in this this situation is many of the lefties feel betrayed by Barack Obama, and rightly so. You know, and they think to themselves, well, he didn't, you know, his campaign promises, he didn't back those up, and in a lot of cases, and it's certainly true. You know, why wouldn't there's this phenomenon called a blue Republican, and I wonder why if this is catching on, or you know, I would certainly like to see it. Is people Democrats unregistering as Democrats and registering as Republicans so they can vote for Ron Paul in the primary? Because even for a Democrat, I mean, you know, if a Republican wants small government, there's only one candidate to vote for. None of the rest are going to deliver it. I'd be willing to take
There's no reason not to either, because this time around, there's no primary for the Democrats, right? I mean, is there anybody going to challenge Barack Obama?
No. Absolutely. I mean, if they do, they're not going to win. So right. It doesn't matter. There is no primary.
So like the last time around, the Democrats' excuse to not register as Democrat would be, well, I want to vote in the primary.
Sure.
But now they don't have that excuse.
Sure. So they could register in the Republican primary, vote for Ron Paul, then at the very least, even if they're going to vote for Barack Obama, they would have a preferable candidate for him to lose to, because,
that's a great point.
Sad to say, Barack Obama's likely to lose.
And switch back to Democrat as soon as you're done voting for Ron
Paul. Sure, I mean, it's distasteful, but I've got to register as one of these parties to vote in a primary, too. What can I tell you?
1-855-453, the toll-free number here. You can take control of these airwaves, 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the Ron Paul situation? Is it possible that he can actually win? Or bring up anything you want? You can take control of these airways. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll free and bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition, and we are here with you tonight. We includes Ian.
And Mark.
And the number 855-450-FREE. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The site is free. You can enjoy all the features that we give to you there, including listening options. We've got broadband and dial-up versions of the show over at listen.freetalklive.com, plus our list of over 100 great radio stations that carry us throughout the week at various different times. Our satellite listening options, including two XM satellite radio channels, our free-to-air satellite channel, and the webcam and the listen lines as well that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. It's all over there at listen.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is one of the very few programs out there that is live on a Saturday evening, and I know that folks are used to hearing the quote-unquote best of, which really translates to old radio programs.
Yeah, it's a rerun.
It's a rerun. But Free Talk Live is live on a Saturday night and live on Sunday nights, and we're one of very few open lines current events programs that that do that. So give us a call at 855-450-3733. You get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month and do it for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there, very witty sayings. I like to go to the website at LibertyStickers.com and just scroll through and read the sayings, and it's a very easy to use website. You not only can buy some Liberty stickers at libertystickers.com for your car and your friends and stuff like that, but you can get several hundred of them and say sell them at your retail store or some kind of gun show or flea market, whatever you want to do. libertystickers.com.
We've been talking about Ron Paul and the Huffington Post, fairly mainstream website, reporting that they think Ron Paul can win based on a variety of factors, and they're kind of enumerating some of those. We're kind of jumping around a little bit in the piece. It's fairly lengthy. It's a recommended read, though, I think, over at HuffingtonPost.com, because it's nice to see that somebody in the mainstream media acknowledges that Ron Paul actually has significant support and that Americans are getting fed up. They point out that the average American may not know what is to be done, but can sense when the system has exhausted all of its possibilities. And I think that's true. And as you were talking about before, the Tea Party movement and the Occupy movements that you're seeing now are an example, great examples of the Americans that are frustrated in this country saying that are willing to speak out and say we've had enough. This is crazy. Something is seriously wrong here. It's just that, as they say in this piece, most of them don't exactly know what the solution is. They know that they want to do something, so they're getting out in the streets and they're doing something about it, but to actually have some kind of significant change come to Washington, D.C., that is quite the challenge.
It is certainly a challenge to see some kind of a change come. And a lot of people don't know they're not economists. They don't know what is going to result in a better economy. But the fact is, what Ron Paul talks about with sound money and, treating your neighboring countries with respect, these are the things that the founding fathers talked about. And these posers posing as politicians now, drawing up the visage of Ronald Reagan. Hey, look, I'm not saying Ronald Reagan wasn't a great man for his time or anything like that, but he's no Thomas Jefferson, okay? He's no Madison. And this is the ideas here that Ron Paul is trotting out are the ideas that this nation was founded upon.
It says, at this point, not only does phase change become reasonable, it becomes desirable, even if what lies on the other side cannot be known. And that's interesting to kind of dig into that idea, because a lot of people, when we get on the air, Mark, and talk about, for instance, the idea of getting the government, this monopoly on violence, out of a lot of the things it does, whether it be garbage collection or protection services or justice, whatever it is the government has always done throughout your life, the idea of extracting it, the roads, for instance, the idea of extracting it from that and allowing the marketplace to handle it scares some people.
Sure.
Because it's fear of the unknown. They've never seen it be like this. Like, for instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, we don't actually have government garbage pickup. It's private. You've got a contract with somebody, or just take it out to the dump yourself. Some people can't understand that. They can't envision it because they've never lived it. And it sounds just almost fanciful, when you bring it up.
What are you talking about? Somalia?
Yeah. And so there's this fear of the unknown that people have, and it's just kind of a human thing to be, a little bit, have some trepidation about what's coming next. And a lot of people want to ask a bunch of questions. Well, how would it work? You say you want to get the government out of X, Y, or Z. Well, how would it work? And, of course, it sounds like a cop-out when we come back with, well, the market will decide, because we can't honestly know exactly how it's going to play out. We can predict a few things and maybe take our best shot at what might possibly happen, but we could be completely wrong about that. And what this point is that they're making here is that at some point, Americans are going to get so fed up with the way things are that they'll finally accept the risk that is necessary to go into an uncertain future. They're always going into an uncertain future, whether they want to acknowledge that or not. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, Harold Camping thought that yesterday the world was going to end. You know that guy who made the prediction 6 months ago? Well, it didn't end yesterday, although our website crashed a few times, so maybe there was something to that.
Try to imagine if you had asked as a computer scientist, a far-reaching computer scientist, or the guy that wrote Future Shock or whatever these folks are that look into the future. In 1985, I think that was the year that I read Future Shock. I don't remember anybody predicting the internet. Okay,
no.
I mean, at that time the internet existed, did it not? It was a web of interconnectivity between colleges at that point.
I guess so.
About
yeah.
that time, I mean, so the people that were working on the internet at that time couldn't even guess what it was going to be. So to say that the market will solve this problem is a really fair answer. The market will solve these problems, and whatever these problems might be that we face. You don't need politicians to step in and say, we need solar power, here's $1 billion. Or we need, this thing. There was some situation here where some company that the Obama administration gave, some money to that was in Finland. I mean, why are they giving money to companies that are building stuff in Finland?
Same reason they do it to any company around here, political connections.
That's right. Rewarding
your friends.
And punishing your enemies. That's what politics is.
So at some point, Americans are going to accept the idea that if they stay static, that they're going to continue dying. I mean, look around. The economy is having a real tough time. And it's not going to get any better if the policies that are currently in effect and have been in effect for the last several decades continue on. And so it's time for people to accept the uncertainty, embrace that uncertainty, reject whatever fear that you may have about what could come next, and walk into a bright future.
But look where the economies are freer, and you will see better economies. When you look at Hong Kong and Singapore, these are the freest economies on earth. I know people want to believe the United States is the freest country on earth, but there's really no evidence for that statement. Now, there was plenty of evidence when I was taught it when I was a kid that the United States is the freest country on earth, but people that are repeating it haven't looked around in the last few decades. And if the United States needs to get out of the, you know, the business of regulating, over-regulating businesses and that sort of thing, and then you will see a more free economy.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Chris is in New York listening on XM's Extreme Talk. Hello, Chris.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Chris?
Hey there, hello?
Yeah, right here. Can you hear us?
Hello?
You know what? We may be having problems. Chris, can you hear me? I'll tell you what. I'm gonna put you back on hold there, Chris, and we'll have our board operator check in with you. It sounds like we're having some sort of telephone difficulties, maybe on the network side. So I don't know what's going on with that.
You know, I've been watching some of the Occupy Wall Street videos, and it amuses me to see some of the folks on the streets there. I understand why people are upset. The economy is in the pooper, and it's there because of government intervention in the economy. Whether you believe it was the Dodd-Frank intervention having to do with giving people, you know, forcing banks to give loans to people who didn't deserve to have loans, I think that's a very important part of this. But I also think that it's the Federal Reserve that was keeping the interest rate artificially low at that time, and therefore causing people to take out, to refinance their own homes and take money out, and because they just thought that, this is free money. It just keeps on growing and growing and growing. And now Americans are facing the harsh reality of the binge drinking that they were doing recently.
All right, 855-453 is the toll-free number here. Are you afraid of what's coming next? You have to know exactly how everything's going to work before you'll accept it.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We've been talking about Ron Paul, Fear of the Unknown. Whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE, you can take control of these airways, and you can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find links to Amazon, and there are different Amazons for different countries. So click on the right one for you. It'll take you to your favorite Amazon site, and it's just like your regular Amazon experience. You're just entering through our portal. So Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's that simple. You're getting the same great deals you're used to, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items, and you're helping Free Talk Live out at the same time. So go to shop.freetalklive.com.
Whether it's hurricanes or ice storms or rolling brownouts, you know the power can go off, and sometimes it can go off for days at a time. When that happens, I mean, it puts you in a really bad situation for taking care of your family. There's some things that you really need to have going all the time. You probably should have a generator. A lot of people buy generators and they sit in their shed and the gas goes bad or whatever, and, you know, they really don't do anything until that time comes. The new Sound Wisdom's SG1 solar power generating system, you can hook this up to your well pump and your refrigerator and your freezer, and you can have these necessary items running on the solar power generating system all the time. So you have a backup generator at all times, and if something goes out, they're right on it. You don't have to go hook it up or anything like that. Also, it can be expanded to take your house completely off the grid or item by item. This is an amazing new idea, and you can go see it at freetalklivesolar.com. It's a great company. They have experts standing by to answer all your questions. They know that folks aren't going to just switch over to solar without having some kind of answers to questions. And they have people standing by from 10 to 10, as I understand it. FreeTalkLiveSolar.com. You can go there, get the number, call them up. It's FreeTalkLiveSolar.com.
Is it 10 to 10 Eastern?
I believe so.
Let's go to Chris. Hopefully he's back and got a better cell or whatever. Maybe the problem has been solved. Chris, can you hear us?
Gentlemen, let's try this again. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us? We can hear you.
I can hear you. Very
excellent.
Good.
Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
The modern technology, gotta love it.
Yeah.
You know, you guys mentioned just in passing a little while ago the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street, how they're pretty much they're kind of a conscience, I guess you could say, of the way people are thinking, probably because they're pretty pissed off about the way things have been going in the country.
Absolutely.
I've been down at Occupy Wall Street. I'm a paramedic with the New York City Fire Department. And
okay.
I've been stationed down there because when you have that many people down there, they're going to need to you have a roving command post, shall you say.
Understood.
Down there. And I can't figure out really and specifically what the issue that – I know the general issue of it, you know, corporate greed and the banks, and you know what, the banks are hateable for what they did, especially with the bailout money and stuff like that. The problem is the any kind of really specific message is getting lost in buffoonery. And
what do you mean by that? Can you define buffoonery?
I could find the most coherent person down there the other day when the last time I was down there was on Thursday. And I asked them, what is it that you're down here for? And said that we want a change. Okay, a change of what? A change in government. What kind of government? A government that is responsive to the people and is and held accountable for their actions. Well, it may sound a little simplistic, but you kind of have that right now.
And Wait, you think the government's accountable?
No, but you have, in essence, the way it's set up is that you have the option.
No. You do not have the option. There is no accountability whatsoever, and you clearly have someone who's never tried to actually get them to be held accountable.
I've never ever really cared enough to try to get them to be held accountable. But to be honest with you, what I was getting at, but the accountability of it all is the fact that if you don't like how they have performed, you have the option of voting them out. They're not there for life unless, you know, well.
But it doesn't do any good if the person you vote out and or vote back or vote someone in, if there's a new person you vote in who's just as bad as the person voted out. If you have a choice between two killers, then it's not really anything that you can change, is there?
Well, that's a little extreme, don't you think?
No.
I don't know that I think that is. Let me walk you through an analogy, if I could. If something bad happened in my house and I sent somebody out to go take some pot shots at, say, a burglar that was running away with my TV set, and in the process of taking the pot shots at the burglar or the TV set, he shoots an innocent person, that person who took the shots and myself, because I ordered him to do so, would both be held accountable for murder. However, if I'm a president and the person I order is a general, we're not held accountable. So please don't think that it's the same thing.
Okay, I would have to think about that, but I'm open to that idea. I am open to that idea. The thing that I was getting at was the fact that with Occupy Wall Street, you have so many different opinions that range from the simple idea of what everybody was down there for, which is they want financial responsibility, to a entirely left-wing socialist agenda. And I've seen the signs. I've talked to the people. I can't get behind it.
So let me see if I can clarify something then. Let me make sure I'm understanding you here, Chris. So you're saying that you're
one of these. I'm not a Bible thumping.
That's fine. You're saying that you're concerned that there's no. You're saying that there. I don't know if we had the phone problem again. Chris, can you hear me? I think we've got that same problem. Chris in New York, can you hear me?
Well, saying it over and over and isn't going to make him hear you.
True. Well, let's just see what he has to say.
The entire message of Occupy Wall Street, if that truly was the message to begin with, has been overtaken by coddling socialistic opinion.
Well, wouldn't you say, Chris, that the same thing happened? And can you hear me, by the way? Something's really screwy with his phone. Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate hearing from you. We tried. But I got to say, it's a similar message to what has been delivered by other callers to this show in the last couple weeks, and that is that, you know, there's no coherence in this Occupy Wall Street. But was there any coherence with the Tea Party? No.
No, I guess.
I've been to the Tea Parties. I've been to the Occupy movement. Yeah. And there are different people that come to these things because it's all they have. So the Tea Party, for instance, it may have started. You said Ron Paul started the Tea Party thing, Mark. I don't know if that's true, but I'll take your word for it. But the Tea Party sure as hell isn't what Ron Paul would have envisioned because it has been taken over by fascists. So if you want to say that the Occupy movement's been taken over by socialists, you can say that the Tea Party's been taken over by fascists.
It's certainly been co-opted to some extent.
Because there are liberty-loving people at both of these events. There are liberty-loving people at the Tea Party, there are liberty-loving people at the Occupy events, and they're mixed in there with people that don't understand what liberty is. That's not a problem. It's an opportunity.
That much is true. And, you know, I agree with him that there are a lot of folks down there. They want financial responsibility for Wall Street. They don't want financial responsibility for themselves. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want a change in the world, you're going to have to be that change first.
No doubt.
For yourself. If you want politicians to be held responsible for their actions, you need to hold yourself responsible for your actions. The government is not there. And by the government, I mean my wallet and the wallets of your friends and your neighbors is not there because you make some kind of mistake. You need to take control of your own health care. Who's responsible for your health care? You are. By everything you put in your mouth, by everything that you do in your life, if you act in irresponsible fashions, you're going to get the results that come from that.
I wish we still had Chris, because I really wanted to ask him what he meant by buffoonery. And I'm just going to jump to a conclusion and figure he means that the people at the Occupy movements are generally more creative and more fun than the people that that attend the tea parties. That's what I imagine he's seeing as buffoonery, because people have kind of funny signs and they take things lightly. There's probably more street theater happening at Occupy rather than a tea party.
I have seen some real jackassery on some videos from the Occupy movement. People like, you know, they have no coherent message. They're yelling and crying at the cameras, talking about, get down here! We've got to save America! Mm-hmm. We are the 99%! You're not 99%. I'm not in the same group of you at all, except hominid, okay? I mean, that's, you know, when I watch these videos, I see buffoonery in a lot of cases.
How do you know they aren't undercover cops?
But the one guy I saw was definitely not an undercover cop, okay? I mean, you know, the bath was a week ago at least. And, you know, he had a full beard, full long hair, the tie-dye T-shirt. I have no problem. I love tie-dye, okay? And facial hair doesn't bother me. It's just, you know, when you're... I guess the fact is that some of these things are being cherry-picked, and they're amusing to watch.
That's probably a true statement. And whenever you have a public movement, you can't control who shows up.
No, you
can't.
So
if some jackball wants to come and make a fool of himself, then he's going to make it on YouTube. People are going to see that.
And they're funny.
You know, it is what it is. And people need to come to understand that when you're at some sort of a public protest, the actions of one do not necessarily reflect the actions or the interests or the beliefs of another.
Because people think in groups.
And they need to stop that crap.
Right. It's absolute nonsense.
855-450-FREE. Not everybody was the same at the Tea Party, and not everybody's the same at the Occupy movement.
Sure.
1-855-450-3733.
Well, if it's relevant to call these people buffoons, then it's relevant to call the Tea Party racists.
Hour 2's next. You take control. Bring us anything.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.